Welcome back. The final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hastie Show. News Talk 790 KFYO. Been a busy week. Starting to wind down, get to the weekend. Hope your Friday has treated you well so far. Open Line Friday continues here on the program, which means you can call in, sound off on any topic that you'd like to discuss at 770-5790. Toll free 1-800-687-0790. Joining us on the phones right now, our good friend over at Breitbart, Texas, the managing director of Breitbart, Texas, Brandon Darby. Brandon, what's going on this morning?
Hey, how's it going, Chad? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming on today. There's a lot that we can get into, but I want to start off with a story that actually you just published up on Breitbart, Texas, having to deal with another issue down on the border, this time in California, correct?
That's correct, yeah. I just did a border tour. I actually got in really late last night, but I just did a border tour for about a week and a half. I landed in Tucson, and then it went down from the Naco station, which is a Brian Terry station, all the way to the Pacific, Ocean. South of San Diego.
Wow, a week and a half. What was that experience like?
There's about 100 experiences in that experience. So some were concerning, some were saddening. You know, like one in particular. We're just now releasing the stories that I wrote and that the video I got and everything while I was on that trip. And one thing that was very sad. Is there was a slain Border Patrol agent named Robert Rosas Jr. And Breitbart has covered. I've covered it for Breitbart every time one of the killers has been prosecuted and put away. But basically, it was a situation where five illegal immigrants participated in killing a Border Patrol agent in a remote area, and it took years for them to face American justice. For what they did. So I visited where he was killed, the bluff where he was killed, and where the memorial is for him, and where his family visits. And it was an intense experience, you know, definitely tear jerking and upsetting at the government, really, because at the administration, because the area, you know, most people don't realize this, and when the administration or mainstream media shows the border, they show these areas that have like rows of fences and guards and cameras, and I mean they show these really very well secured areas like the Yuma sector, and these areas exist. But the problem is all of the other areas. If you take away the 400 or 500 miles that are well secured, there's still almost another 1,500 that are not secured. Mm-hmm. So this same little simple metal fence, thin metal fence that these five illegal immigrants came over to kill Border Patrol Agent Rosas. In 2009 is when it occurred. That same simple fence is still there, and nothing's been done to actually do more of a physical barrier to protect the lives of these agents and ultimately the lives of the homeowners in that region, the few homeowners that are there, and so forth.
Yeah, and that is something that whenever the mainstream media does post, you always see it's sort of the same scene, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. With a bunch of fences up and you see the Border Patrol that's out there. But in a lot of these areas, like you brought up, and actually what's real scary about this is that it's a lot of populated areas, from what I understand, where it's just one simple fence that's up, correct?
That's correct. It depends on, basically in 1992, what happened is they kind of instituted a policy, in the Border Patrol where agents were really heavily focused on urban areas, which really left a lot of, it funneled everyone into areas that were still populated, and but just not as heavily populated as El Paso, you know? So you ended up with basically a lot of areas around the Rio Grande Valley in Texas that are wide open, and Arizona, southern Arizona, is wide open in a frightening way, and we have more of that coming out. I spent most of my time in this last week and a half in southern Arizona with the Border Patrol, with intelligence analysts, you know, using infrared and out at night scouting. And I mean, insane experiences understand the terrain, you know, the different terrain and topography and geography that exists on the U.S. border between the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific Ocean. And it's also very different, and the approaches have to be different how they secure them. But the simple fact is they've secured some cities and they've not secured areas in between. And now all of those communities in those areas in between are affected very, very heavily.
Very interesting. Visiting with Brandon Darby, when you were in Arizona and you were traveling through and writing for Breitbart on the border, how dangerous is this area that we're talking about? You know, we've seen some stories, obviously, that you've written that others have written about the border, but you know, how dangerous is that area since you were there for a week and a half?
Well, it depends on which area. Like in southern Arizona, the remote areas of the border, like the Huachuca Mountains, I think they're quite dangerous. You know, you get to where Bryant Terry was killed in that area. You get to the area where Robert Rosas Jr. was killed. Those areas are obviously dangerous. I mean, the facts speak for themselves. But when you get into some of the city areas, it just depends. I mean, if you're a Border Patrol agent, it's a lot more dangerous for you. I mean, there's a lot of rock attacks. A lot of times these guys get fired upon. I mean, you know, these are the kind of things that occur. So there are definitely dangers of being near the border. But I think for the average citizen, sadly, I don't think that a citizen living in Laredo, Texas is at any more danger being 2 miles from the border than someone living in Chicago. I mean, I wrote a piece late last year, late 2013, about a gang in Chicago, and a Mexican gang member who lived in Mexico and were obviously worked with cartels, with the Gulf Cartel, was mad at someone in Chicago. So he had a U.S. street gang go and kidnap his wife and children. Mm. So when we talk about how dangerous is it, that's really across the nation, you know.
Yeah,
that danger exists.
Well, and you know what is also, and I don't know if you've seen this story or not. It popped up, I believe, on April 30th. But and you've seen stories like this that have popped up. It's not only that we have Border Patrol agents that are in danger from criminals coming over, but also. Apparently we've got Mexican Army troops that every now and then they like to cross the border and like to get in an armed standoff with border agents. I mean, this is a dangerous thing.
It's absurd. Like what's going on is absurd. Some areas, like I said, the Yuma sector, you know, the Border Patrol has various sectors along the southern border. Some sectors are very well shut down, like the Yuma sector. I have a video coming out probably tomorrow about that. And I mean, they have it all. They have the original border fence, the boundary line. They have the roughly a 40-yard area of sand that they dredge and make sure that they look for footprints. They have an immense new security wall, the high-tech wall. Then across behind that, they have another fence, chain-link fence with barbed wire. They have the cameras, the sensors, the agents. They have it locked down.
Yeah.
That's amazing. California... some of the urban areas are very well locked down in California, but other than that, other than the urban areas, the big cities, and other than a couple of sectors, there's just nothing there. It's just a small, you know, maybe eight foot metal wall that has no security, and people just routinely jump it every day. When I was there, in fact, in California, outside of Tijuana. A number of young men had jumped the wall and then were using a battery-powered angle grinder to cut through the high-tech security wall, which, you know, my past videos show there's just hundreds, if not thousands, of patches on this new high-tech fence because people have cut through it. And so what they do is they cut it, and then they run, and then they have a flood of human beings who run towards the hole, and the Border Patrol can't catch everyone because there's not enough agents. Wow. Out there. And so when I was there, that happened, and Border Patrol pulled up. The cameras detected them. Border Patrol pulled up. I pulled up shortly after with another representative of the Border Patrol Union, and these guys ran, jumped the fence, and stood on the other side of the fence, flipping us off and throwing gang signs at us, which I caught on video. There's nothing you can do about it.
Wow.
Because Mexican authorities don't do anything about it.
visiting with Brandon Darby, managing director of Breitbart, Texas. A week and a half on the border, and expect we're going to see some really good footage and some really good stories coming out, man.
All right. Well, I encourage everyone to go to Breitbart, Texas. Go to Breitbart, click on Breitbart, Texas, and look at Honor Agent Rosas, and look at the video that we posted of his memorial, where the cross is, where he died, where he lost his life. And I was very shocked when I saw it. It was very high winds, and so as my camera went down, I'm looking through the viewfinder, there's a piece of paper that was flapping, and when I finally straightened it out, it basically said, I love my papa, I believe it said, and it was obviously from one of his kids who are now fatherless. So just completely upsetting when you realize what's going on down there.
Yeah, very sad. Brandon Darby, of course, folks, you can go to Breitbart.com, click on Breitbart, Texas, and it's the lead story right now, and more stories to come as well. Brandon, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Bye. Have a good one.